to say. He said, so get your eyes off the tribulation. Paul's the one that wrote stuff like, we glory in our tribulation. Knowing it causes us to persevere, and perseverance brings character, and character hope, and hope can't fail because God's love is in us. Watch. We always love Ephesians 3 and the prayer on the love. Who likes the prayer about love? I mean, it's like we put it on the fridge and we read those scriptures. But look what he says. I love this. I have this circled in my Bible. Verse 14, the first three words I have circled for this reason. He's bowing his knee right now to pray because of what he just wrote. Now follow me. He's praying for the revelation of love, that we would be strengthened in our man, and that the revelation of love would consume us and fill us with all fullness so we could fulfill the will and intention of God through the cross. Do you understand what he's saying? He's not just saying love one another. Be nice, be sweet. Don't talk bad about it. Help each other out and love one. No, no, no. He's talking about the love that motivated God to send his son. The love that put his son on the cross is the love he wants burning in us so that we crush the head of the devil to save humanity and set him free as the body of Christ. You get it? He says, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father. For what reason? For the reason that he just spoke, the intent that the manifold wisdom of God would be made known by the church to the principality. Now look what the devil... Do you know the devil knows what this Bible says? So he gets us what? Against each other, divided, mad at each other, working against each other, get our eyes all off of purpose, feeling self-righteous and indignant towards one another at times, and more qualified than others. And we find ourselves all messed up. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. Watch this. Where I'm concerned, it's about Jesus and you. Jesus first, you second. I'm not even in that picture where I'm concerned from my standpoint. And that should be your standpoint. Where Todd's concerned, it should be Jesus first and you and me second. And I understand family and priority and all that stuff. What I'm saying is, it should never be about him where he's concerned. That's why Paul's saying, don't lose heart in my tribulations. When we're going through something in the church, we're quick to tell about it. We want people to understand what we're paying and the price and who said what and who didn't do what and did what. We want people to know and acknowledge and pray. And it's just all part of the cost. Just run the race. I can't get caught up in me. See? That's why I said this thing. Randy and I were talking about it laughing last week, because I came here, one of the first times I ever came here, I said, none of you have the power to offend me in this whole congregation. I looked at them all and smiled. I said, everybody look here. None of you, I won't grant you the right, because it's not about me. And Pastor Don, he liked that. And he's been standing on that and declaring that, and because there's a revelation there. What do you say? I get out of the picture and I'm no longer a target. Come on, flow with me. Open up your hearts right now. What do you say? I get out of the picture and I'm no longer a target. There's nothing. That's why Jesus said, deny yourself. Get out of the way. Pick up your cross and follow me. See, that puts even a whole new light on healing. Now we're receiving healing to just go on and do the will of God. I'll be not yoked up to anything but him. That's how you're thinking then. I've been weary. I've been laboring. I'm coming to him. I'm turning this all over to him. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. I'm going to live for the master with all my heart. You get it? Okay. Now watch. He prays this prayer about love. Well, let's just read it because it's good. That he would grant us according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. We all need that. He's praying that to fulfill this intention of God. Verse 10 and 11. That Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. It's through faith, people. Why is he in me? Because the Bible says he's in me. It has nothing to do with how I feel. Why is the Holy Ghost on me? Because the Bible says He is. It's just simple. He's on me because the Bible says He is. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because He's anointed me. Not to feel good. Not just to feel, whoo! He's upon me because He's anointed me to set men free. That's why He's on me. Amen? That's why He's on you. That's why He's on the church.